Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode all throughout the duration of the conference. This call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this point. Now I'll turn over the meeting to our host, Gladys Dutrell. Thank you. You may begin.
Good morning. I hereby call to order this 13th meeting of the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission for the year 2020. We will not be pledging to the American flag during this telephonic meeting. We do ask that everyone please keep the citizens of our state and our country in your thoughts and prayers during this ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. At this time, I would like to take a roll call of my fellow commissioners who are joining us on the call. Commissioner Ralph Yanora.
Present.
Commissioner John Coleman.
Good morning.
Vice Chairman David Sweet.
Here.
A majority, a quorum is available for today. At today's meeting, which is open to the public, the commission will act on various matters. There is no opportunity for the public to address the commission at this public meeting. We appreciate your patience as we continue to work together in these unique circumstances presented by the pandemic. Due to the COVID-19 emergency, the PUC office buildings are closed. The commission remains fully operational with personnel working remotely. I wish to remind utilities and stakeholders to access the PUC's website, COVID-19 webpage, where we continue to update information with the list of PUC actions taken so far. The public meeting motions, statements, and audio also will be available on the commission's COVID-19 webpage later today. So the first matter on this morning's agenda is the approval of the minutes for the meeting of August 6, 2020, and I will call upon Commissioner Coleman, who is the editor.
Thank you, Chairman. I have reviewed the minutes of the August 6, 2020 public meeting. Move that they be approved as submitted. Thank you.
You have heard the motion of Commissioner Coleman to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
Yanora, second.
Second by Commissioner Yanora. Any discussion? Hearing none on the approval of the minutes, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes 4-0. And now I will turn it over to our Secretary of the PUC, Rosemary Chiavetta, who will lead us through this morning's agenda.
Good morning, Madam Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners. Your bureaus and offices have prepared the following agenda for your consideration. Therefore, let us begin on page 1 with matters presented by Director Sophie and the Office of Special Assistance. It is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed opinion and order in the formal complaint of Wilmer Baker versus the Sunoco Pipeline.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion?
Madam Chair, I have a motion.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
Thank you. Before the Public Utility Commission are the exceptions of Sunoco Pipeline LP, Sunoco, to the initial decision, or ID, of Administrative Law Judge Elizabeth H. Barnes. The initial decision granted in part and denied in part the formal complaint filed by Mr. Baker on August 10, 2018. I agree with the staff recommendation to grant in part and deny in part the company's exceptions, adopt the initial decision of ALJ Barnes as modified, and grant the complaint in part and deny in part with one modification. The initial decision was issued prior to the beginning of the ongoing pandemic and did direct Sunoco to contact the lower Frankfort Township supervisors and Cumberland County commissioners to schedule and appear at a public awareness hearing in Cumberland County. Due to the current pandemic, the hearing should be held in compliance with guidelines from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and the Center for Disease Control, and may be held virtually as long as it is still open to public participation and viewing. Therefore, I move that the staff recommendation is modified by permitting the public awareness hearing ordered to be held in Cumberland County to be conducted virtually as long as it remains open to public participation and viewing. Secondly, that the Commission's Office of Special Assistance draft an appropriate order consistent with this motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Sweet. You've heard the motion of Vice Chairman Sweet. Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing no discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes 4-0. On the matter as amended by the motion, is there any objection, commissioners, to taking the previous roll call? Hearing no objections, the matter as amended passes 4-0.
Turning to page 2. It is recommended in an omnibus motion that the Commission adopt both items on page 2, beginning with the formal complaint of Stacey Weaver versus PPL Electric Utilities, and continuing and ending the omnibus on page 3 with the proceeding regarding the rate case of the People's Natural Gas Company.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Continuing on page 3, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion the joint petition of Verizon Pennsylvania and Broadwing Communications and continue the omnibus to include all three items on page 4, all three items on page 5, all three items on page 6, all three items on page 7, and all three items on page 8, ending the omnibus with the joint petition of Verizon North and Spectrotel of Pennsylvania.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? I do have comments just to place on the record. I want to repeat my concern in terms of the importance of timely compliance with our implementation order. Compliance is important because the availability of these agreements to other competitors is tied to our approval. So with that, I believe the sheer volume of noncompliance noted in this and my prior statements should be examined by the Bureau of Investigation and Enforcement for further action as they deem appropriate. Any further comments? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes 4-0, noting my comments.
Turning to page 9, and matters presented by Director Diskin and the Bureau of Technical Utility Services. It is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page 9, beginning with the application of the York Water Company Wastewater Division, and continuing the omnibus to include all three items on page 10, and include all three items on page 11, ending the omnibus with the tariff supplement filed by the Audubon Water Company.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 12 and matters presented by Chief Counsel Hicks and the Law Bureau, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed order regarding carrier designation of the Buffalo Lake Erie Wireless Systems doing business as Blue Wireless.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
In order, so moved.
Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Unora, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Continuing on page 12. It is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed order regarding the emergency order establishing a termination moratorium and petitions filed for relief.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
In order, so moved.
Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Motion by Commissioner Unora, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion?
Madam Chair, I have a statement.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
Thank you. Before the Commission is the joint petition of the Coalition for Affordable Utility Service and Energy Efficiency in Pennsylvania, CAUSE PA, Tenant Union Representative Network, TURN, and Action Alliance of Senior Citizens of Greater Philadelphia, the Action Alliance, collectively the joint petitioners, in the above caption proceeding. The joint petitioners seek due process relief before the Commission takes any action to lift the moratorium on public utility service terminations established by the March 13, 2020 emergency order. At its heart, the petition seeks a thorough evaluation of the impacts of lifting the termination moratorium and seeks to develop a statewide plan addressing the accrual of utility debts as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. The proposed Commission action dismisses the petition as mooted by the Chair's August 10, 2020 letter, which solicited comments regarding issues related to a termination of the moratorium. I do not believe that either of the legal concepts put forward, mootness or the denial of due process, is really determinative here. The real issue is finding the best public policy. The Commission received numerous comments in response to the Chair's letter, revealing various perspectives on an appropriate path forward. I agree with the joint petitioners and many of the other parties that filed comments in this matter that the pandemic continues to present a clear threat to the health and economic well-being of residents and small businesses across the Commonwealth. Demonstrating this point is the fact that 3.3 million Pennsylvanians, about 40% of the state's workforce, has sought some form of unemployment assistance since mid-March of this year. The adverse economic consequences of this health crisis are far from over, as employers across the state, large and small, have announced future layoffs and permanent job losses. In July, I voted in support of the Chair's motion to convene a stakeholder collaborative. It instructed the parties listed in this docket to provide guidance on a series of enhanced consumer protections, as well as an appropriate end to the emergency order. The Commission's Law Bureau would have been tasked with facilitating this initiative in addition to compiling the feedback for Commission consideration. This is not a novel process. Such a process has been used in other states, leading to the creation of mutually agreeable and legally enforceable plans that balance the needs of consumers and utilities during this truly unprecedented time. and that collaborative could have developed by now a consensus around a plan for moving beyond the moratorium. Unfortunately, the chair's motion garnered only 2 votes, resulting in a tie vote, and thus no action was taken. Like the petitioners, I believe that prior to ending the moratorium, there should be a plan in place. The elements of this plan should include the following. First, an evaluation of the circumstances existing that would support ending the moratorium. The factors would include, but not be limited to, the state of the Commonwealth's public health, the economy, whether schools are open or classes are being held largely online, and whether citizens are free to move about without worrying about contracting the virus. Next, utilities must have a robust plan to notify customers who would be at risk of termination due to having accrued arrearages and must inform those customers of their universal service plans and any additional sources of funding that may be available. Additional payment arrangements should be offered and additional medical certifications permitted. Utilities should be flexible when customers need proof of income for eligibility for customer assistance programs, preferably connection, reconnection, deposit fees, and late payment charges would be waived. Third, the moratorium should not be terminated based on a mere hope that the gridlock in Congress is soon resolved or that proposals in the Pennsylvania General Assembly are enacted. Ideally, these actions need to take place before the moratorium is terminated. Finally, of critical importance to me is that the moratorium should remain in place for those customers whose income is 300% or less of the federal poverty guidelines, or for residential and business small business customers whose income was dramatically reduced by circumstances directly attributable to the pandemic. These are the hardest hit customers and the most vulnerable. The moratorium for these customers should end when circumstances so dictate, rather than on some arbitrary date. Without an improved economy and significant additional public resources becoming available, it would be ill-conceived and bad policy to subject over 800,000 Pennsylvania utility customers, families, and small businesses to the termination of vital services like water, gas, electricity, or telecommunications while the deleterious effects of the pandemic remain. I note that this petition asks for an evidentiary proceeding to obtain facts, not just opinions, to facilitate a safe and humane ending to the moratorium. I do not agree that the petition filed at this docket has been rendered moot by a letter seeking comments when those comments have not resulted in the formulation of a strategy, plan, or process going forward. In the interest of public policy, it remains prudent now, as it was several months ago, to grant the petition insofar as it seeks to establish a collaborative, resulting in a well-thought-out, legally enforceable plan for ending the moratorium. It is unfortunate we did not act to establish the collaborative then, and it remains unfortunate that we are apparently unwilling to establish it now. I would vote to grant the petition, and accordingly, I am dissenting on this matter. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Sweet. Any further discussion? I do have comments, and I ask that my comments be spread upon a record as if I read them in their entirety. On August 5, 2020, the joint petitioners filed a petition seeking due process relief before any commission action to lift the termination moratorium. By letter issued on August 10, 2020, I requested comments from interested persons and organizations regarding the moratorium and customer protections for vulnerable customers should the absolute service termination moratorium be lifted. I do not agree with the due process arguments posed by the joint petitioners. However, I do acknowledge their request to allow stakeholder input on the issue of the utility service termination moratorium. My August 10th letter and responsive comments filed thereto have satisfied the joint petitioner's request that stakeholders be heard. I wish to thank the numerous people, organizations, and utilities that filed responsive comments to the letter because I believe the Commission is better informed as a result of those comments. Interested persons have been given an opportunity to be heard by the Commission. Therefore, I believe that the petition should be denied. That being said, I do not agree that the petition is necessarily moot because future stakeholder input may or may not be required. Whether a future stakeholder process is necessary, and if so, how it would be structured are determinations for the Commission to make. In light of my comments, I will be voting in support of the staff recommendation in part, so concurring in part and dissenting in part, noting my concerns. Any further comments for the record?
Chairman, this is Commissioner Coleman. I do have just a couple of quick comments, if you don't mind.
Mr. Coleman.
Thank you. I also want to thank the stakeholders for their input. And, you know, this is not an easy decision, and we certainly are not taking this lightly. We have received comments and data over many months now. And we continue to review the data as it comes in, and I and my team are prepared to respond and react to any vote that may come before us. I do want to say that I continue to share your concern, Chairman, about consumers that have accumulating balances. And I think it's important to note here that this is not forgiving people who have not paid utility bills. This is accruing. And some estimates are now suggesting that in aggregate, this is now in excess of $1 billion. So this is a serious issue with a lot of money in play here. And I am concerned about particularly low-income customers that have accruing balances. And particularly in light of moving into the winter season and a winter moratorium that is going to be upon us here very shortly, and most likely utility bills, they're going to continue to increase during the winter months as we have less daylight and more cold weather. So I am increasingly concerned about low-income customers with those accruing balances that when they come out in the spring, they are going to be significantly larger than they are today. I also share some of the concerns that Commissioner or that Vice Chairman Sweet has indicated in his comments. What I would offer, though, is that I don't see anything that's impeding this commission from formulating a plan and taking whatever action we believe is necessary and appropriate based upon the input that we have received. I think many of the items that the vice chairman has indicated are embodied in Chapter 14 and Chapter 56. So I think we do have the framework for many of the items that have been suggested. And again, that I stand by ready to review and to vote on any proposals that come before us. So thank you, and I appreciate the input.
Thank you, Commissioner Coleman. Any further comments or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Sweet opposed.
And I note that I am concurring in part and dissenting in part. So for purposes of the motion passes 3-1, noting the dissent of Vice Chairman Sweet and my partial dissent in terms of concerns I express.
Turning to page 13, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page 13, beginning with the proposed order regarding the emergency order establishing a moratorium on door-to-door and in-person marketing and petitions filed for protective order, and ending the omnibus with the order of the poll attachment working group.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Yanora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Yanora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 14, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed order regarding the rulemaking to implement Act 120 of 2018.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion?
Madam Chair, I have a brief comment.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
Thank you, and I would ask that my statement be placed on the record as if I'd read it in its entirety. Before the Commission's notice of proposed rulemaking to implement the provisions of Act 120 of 2018. Which addresses the financial aspects of utilities replacement of customer-owned lead service lines and damaged wastewater laterals. The Commission's asking for comments regarding the proposed language. I won't read them here, but in addition to others' concerns, I have a list of questions that I have asked those filing comments to address. Those questions are contained in my full and formal statement. I thank you in advance for your consideration.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Sweet. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes 4-0.
Continuing on page 14, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed tentative order regarding delinquent assessments for motor carriers.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
So moved.
Is there a second?
No, a second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Yanora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
And turning to page 15, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed order regarding the rulemaking and pilot program to implement water audit methodology.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Yanora, so moved.
Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Motion by Commissioner Yanora, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion?
Madam Chair, I have a brief statement.
Commissioner Yanora.
Thank you. I ask that my statement be entered into the records as if I read it in its entirety. The rulemaking before us seeks to implement the AWWA water audit methodology as best management practice and solicits comments on how we can address public utility water loss in the Commonwealth consistent with our regulations, DEP's regulations, and guidance set forth by the Susquehanna River Basin Commission and the Delaware River Basin. I thank the Commission's Law Bureau and Bureau of Technical Utility Services for their work on this matter and look forward to reviewing the comments received from all interested stakeholders throughout this rulemaking process. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Yanora. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Madam Chairman, that concludes the regular agenda. Turning to the carry-in. On page one of the carry-in agenda, it is recommended by the Office of Special Assistance that the Commission adopt the proposed opinion and order in the petition of Twin Lakes Utilities.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Madam Chairman and Commissioners, that concludes all agenda items to be considered today.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Secretary. And thank all of you for joining us for the PUC's public meeting. The public meeting motions, statements, and audio will be available on the Commission's COVID-19 webpage later today. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, a second.
Motion to adjourn by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 I'm assuming there's no nays. And with that, the motion passes 4-0. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.